Pick a number, 1 to 100. Got it? Chances are good there's a healthy, maybe even heated sports debate around who owns that particular number. Owns, like, for example, the number 12. Lots of players have worn it. Lots of big-name football quarterbacks. It's one way to choose who you're comparing. Which one was best while wearing it? Who gets to be at the top of the 12s? Debates like these rise and fall in stadium seats, dinner tables, bars, and social media threads. And our next guest was part of a team that settled 100 of those debates forever, or at least for a couple minutes. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Is there a number? When you think of that, you think of that particular player in sports at whatever level, global, across the country, or here in Wisconsin. Is this a question you've ever debated with friends or family members? Is there a current Wisconsin player who might own a particular number in the future? And why is it Giannis Antetokounmpo? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. Paul Hemikidis, also known as Hembo, is a content producer for ESPN's Get Up. He partners with Mike Greenberg on ESPN Radio's Greeny. They're co-authors of the new book, Got Your Number, The Greatest Sports Legends and the Numbers They Own. Hembo, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, the pleasure's all mine. This has been as much fun to talk about as we could have possibly imagined. When you write a book, you obviously put it on ice for quite some time. And over the last couple of weeks, as we've been doing things like these, it's just been such a delight to see the amount of interest and opinion that this idea has generated. So it is a delight to talk with you today. And I'm hoping that you and I will find some common ground with these numbers and maybe even some disagreements along the way too. That's part of the fun.
It definitely. And that's one of my takeaways from this book is, of course, these are highly subjective and highly personal things, but the choices you've made are great conversation starters. Was that part of the goal from the outset?
Yes, that is most definitely part of the goal. So I would describe the book as having sort of two pillars, if you will. The first is what you just described, sports debate. Numbers are obviously the vernacular of every sports fan. Whether you are a casual fan, whether you are a passionate fan, you are at least to some degree fluent in numbers. And that has been something that has become exceedingly clear as we have kind of unveiled this idea and talked to fans and readers across the country. But the second half of it is sports history. And that is really what I major in as someone who sort of made his bones at ESPN first and foremost as a researcher. That's really what I took a lot of pride in when it comes to this project. Obviously, a lot of these decisions were excruciating. But once we made them, it was my responsibility to drum up the very, very best numbers that money could buy to justify each and every one of our selections. So like I said, you might disagree, and justifiably so, on some of the decisions that we made. But my hope and my expectation is that when you do get a chance to read our book, Got Your Number, at minimum, we can make a defensible case why we chose each of the people in most cases that we chose. And that's the very best that we can do.
And the criteria, you know, you might be comparing a NFL quarterback against a Major League Baseball shortstop. Obviously, you can't take numbers and compare them. Can you talk about some of the things that went into this? Some of it's the statistics, some of it's the significance. And as you mentioned, the place in sports history.
Yes. Yeah, so much of it is the legend of the player. So I'll just throw out a number, for example, and show you some of the excruciating decisions that we struggle through. So especially comparing players across sports, how do you do it? So for example, number 21, worn by Roberto Clemente, worn by Tim Duncan, worn by Deion Sanders, worn by LaDainian Tomlinson. I mean, truly, it's a fool's errand to try and scientifically, objectively, discern who is the person that owns that number, right? So what you have to then do is use other criterion. I think in this case, the way that I would describe these players, just again, as an example, Roberto Clemente is probably the greatest legend that ever wore number 21. Tim Duncan is probably the most accomplished. Deion Sanders is, I think, beyond most question, the greatest player at his position ever. And by that measure, probably the cornerback by whom all other corners that have since come have been compared and probably will until the end of time. So you're forced to make excruciating decisions based upon as much science as you can. But ultimately, there's as much an art to this as there is a science. And in some cases, the longer, like the older a player you were, the longer your legend has endured, wound up being a tiebreaker for us in many cases. So we really canvassed more than a century of sports history in so doing.
Talking to Paul Hembakidis, talking about a new book he co-wrote. It's called Got Your Number, The Greatest Sports Legends and the Numbers They Own. You could join in at 800-642-1234. I know this is public radio, and sometimes you're a little shy about admitting that you're a sports fan. I know you're out there. Call in with your favorite sports player, the most important, the one you say, yeah, they own that number on their jersey. They're the greatest in that jersey of all time. Call in with your questions for our guest about how they made these choices, who got chosen, and were you lucky enough to see some of the legends who at least might be in the running play? Hank Aaron. We'll start naming names in a minute. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, other great Wisconsin legends. Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Paul, I want to start naming names, and I want to start with the greatest player to ever play for the Eau Claire Bears, plus the Milwaukee Brewers and Atlanta Braves. Hank Aaron, number 44, and I think there's a really solid case that he should own number 44. Talk about that.
I think we could be playing sports for another 1,000 years, and Henry Aaron would still be the person that you would say owns the number 44. It is still, candidly, a crowded field. Willie McCovey and Reggie Jackson both wore number 44 from the game of baseball. Jerry West wore number 44 in his NBA career and his college career. Pete Maravich wore the number 44. Jim Brown wore the number 44 in college. I created lists like this for literally every single number, 1 through 100, you might imagine, because it was important to me, important to us, to canvas the world of sports, to not assume that we could possibly forget or miss anybody. But in the case of Henry Aaron, I mean, obviously, there are two numbers for which you strongly associate him. It's 44 and it's 755. Well, I guess, you know, he had to get to 715 before he got to 755. That would have been a much longer book. So in the absence of being able to go past the number 100, it was clear to me that 44 was where he belonged. You can make a very credible argument that Henry Aaron is, if not the most accomplished hitter that ever lived, perhaps the most productive hitter that ever lived. It is very likely that you talk to sports fans 100 years from now, and they will still consider him, and not Barry Bonds, the all-time record holder. I think 755 is a much more enduring number than 762 because of that. Parenthetically, the number of total bases that Henry Aaron accumulated throughout his career, there is a chasm between he and Albert Pujols, who ranks second on that list. I'm talking about seasons that Albert Pujols would still need to play at a high level in order to catch him. I mean, truthfully, Henry Aaron is in the very last sentence of greatest baseball player that ever lived. You could not possibly write a book like this without including Henry Aaron. When we were going through our list, 1 through 100, that was one of those numbers, even though there's some other great athletes to wear 44, that we moved lickety-split. It was Henry Aaron. His name was mentioned, and we moved on to number 45. That's how convinced we were that Henry Aaron owned the number 44.
You share some of the history in the book, too, and I knew about the death threats that came to him as he was pursuing Babe Ruth's championship. As a black player, people weren't happy about this. One anecdote you share is about what looked like a hug from Hank Aaron's mom after he broke that record. The true story behind that?
Yes. She later admitted, I guess somewhat begrudgingly, that she was doing that in part to shield her son from the snipers. I mean, we are living at a time in which Henry Aaron is now considered baseball royalty. But the fact of the matter is, Henry Aaron encountered enormous obstacle and prejudice along the way. I mean, Bowie Kuhn, the commissioner of Major League Baseball, was not even in attendance. Henry Aaron's belief many years later was that Braves fans were somewhat reluctant to credit him with passing Babe Ruth. And fans around the country, in some cases, were fighting against him. He famously kept a lot of that hate mail. And amidst that torrent of hatred and bigotry, he stood above it all. He rose above it all. My favorite quote, I think, that Henry Aaron ever said in relation to that home run chase, despite all of that, is, "I don't want them to forget Babe Ruth. I just want them to remember me." Think about that and the kind of person you have to be for that to be your high-level takeaway after enduring all that he did.
Talking to Paul Hembakidis, content producer for ESPN's Get Up, co-author of the new book, Got Your Number, The Greatest Sports Legends and the Numbers They Own. You can join in with your opinions, your thoughts at 800-642-1234. Is there a Wisconsin athlete who's on your greatest of all time list? We'll see if they're in contention to make it in this book of numbers. Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up here on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our talk with Hembo Hembakidis with ESPN's Get Up and Greeny programs. He's co-author of the new book, Got Your Number, The Greatest Sports Legends and the Numbers They Own. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Who to you is the biggest legend in your sport of choice? The greatest achievement in sports history in Wisconsin and beyond? You can join in at 800-642-1234. If there's a number you associate with a star athlete, tell us about it. You can also email ideas@WPR.org. Let's bring on a caller. Patrick is with us in Wausau. Patrick, hi.
Good afternoon.
What'd you want to bring up, Patrick?
I'd like to know who owns number 15. I think it should be Bart Starr.
It's a strong case, Patrick, to be made for Bart Starr. I think I got bad news for you, Hembo, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, we determined that Bart Starr does not own the number 15, though there is no question that a great case could be made and should be made in some cases for Bart Starr. Number 15 is challenging. So in the current game today, you have Patrick Mahomes, who I think one could reasonably argue is already on a Hall of Fame track, and is a player for whom 10 or 15 years from now, we might consider him one of the very greatest of all time. Obviously, Bart Starr's legend and career is etched in stone, playing quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, and is a legendary figure in the sport's history. What we also wanted to do, however, in creating this book was sort of make a composite of all sports, and which in that case, that includes things that are beyond just jersey numbers. It includes jersey numbers that are beyond just the four major sports. So as you might expect, you will find plenty of professional football and basketball and baseball and hockey players. What you should also know is that only 56 out of the 100 chapters are assigned jersey numbers, which is to say you'll find cases in which we've assigned a number to a record or to a year. So in other words, this has a little bit more diversity than maybe I've led on to believe. However, zooming out, what I would like to say is that it is our belief that Tim Tebow might well be the greatest college quarterback that ever lived. There are not many college football players in our book, but it is our belief that Tim Tebow and his legend at the University of Florida and winning multiple championships and winning the Heisman as an underclassman and then becoming a finalist on other occasions had a career in college, the gravity of which exceeded that of Bart Starr's in the NFL. Now, I'm on Wisconsin public radio right now. And so there is a really, really good chance that if you are within the sound of my voice, you strongly disagree with that. And you are allowed to disagree with that. However, it was our belief that Tim Tebow owns the number 15 based upon his legendary college career. And while Bart Starr makes an excellent case, and while Bart Starr was absolutely among our finalists and potentially even a runner-up, what we could not possibly do was make everyone happy. That's part of the fun. There are only 100 chapters. And so ultimately, as unsatisfying as it is to say on Wisconsin public radio, Tim Tebow for us owns the number 15.
Patrick, thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. Another one of those numbers I wanted to bring up that isn't a jersey number, Babe Didrikson at number 46, Olympic track and field athlete, golfer, like just all athletics all the time. Inspirational to a number of girls growing up in athletics, including a daughter of mine, an athlete who wrote one of her big school reports on Babe Didrikson. Can you talk about her and her ownership of the number 46?
Absolutely. So again, I want to double back on one of the attributes of this book that I'm so proud of, and that is the inclusion of sports from a wide range, the inclusion of female athletes for which you could not credibly do this book without. And it is my belief that Babe Didrikson might well be the greatest female athlete of all time, at least in the history of our country. If you're not familiar with her backstory, it's a fascinating one. But she ranked 10th. She ranked number 10 in Sports Century's retrospective, I guess now 23 years ago. And so even if you were to take into account some of the female athletes that have since come to pass, she is at the very, very top of that list. We assigned Babe Didrikson number 46. So she was an incredible Olympian. 1932 was her greatest year as an Olympian, but 1946 was her greatest year as a golfer. She was a legendary golfer, and it was exceedingly important for us to include her in addition to a number of other female athletes. And so ultimately, based upon her extraordinary resume and reputation, both as an Olympian, as a star in that world, and also then later in the world of golf, I mean, dominating multiple sports for a long period of time, she was a shoe-in for the book. The challenge was to find a good number for her because, of course, she did not compete in a team sport, at least not directly. And thus, we assigned 46 to her based upon her exploits in the year of 1946.
Talking to Hembo Hemakidis, the new book is Got Your Number, The Greatest Sports Legends and the Numbers They Own. You can join in if there's a number you attach to a particular athlete, a jersey number or achievement number at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Paul, a very personal one for me. I grew up in the Detroit radio market. And the legend is I was named Rob after the guy from the Dick Van Dyke Show. Choice number two was Gordy. After Gordie Howe, Detroit Red Wings legend, was this an easy choice for you at number nine?
Yes, I think his body of work is I think almost incomparable when you consider how beloved Gordie Howe is both in that city and in the game of in the sport of hockey, but also the longevity with which he played. I mean, there are numbers that are in this book that I could not believe, and I'm someone who majors in this stuff every single day. That being said, while we did land on Gordie Howe at number nine, Greeny and I did a book signing yesterday for which someone had a very credible question and asked, how did you justify Gordie Howe over Ted Williams, the splendid splinter, a person who walks down the street and you say, there goes the greatest hitter that ever lived. First of all, no one in the world, I don't know a single person who's a bigger baseball fan than I am. Baseball is well represented in our book, and that I can assure you. But even so, it is my belief that Gordie Howe's legend and stature within his sport, frankly, is greater than Ted Williams and his stature within his. That was one for which it was obviously excruciating to choose. But in the end, Greeny and I did come to consensus. It is Gordie Howe and not Ted Williams that owns the number nine.
Back to our callers. Mitch is with us in West Allis. Mitch, hi.
Hi. I would like to nominate Dale Earnhardt, the Intimidator, for number three.
Mitch, thanks a lot for the call. Now, NASCAR is represented. You had Richard Petty, I think, and Jimmy Johnson, very justifiably. Dale Earnhardt, I didn't think intimidated his way into number three, though.
No, and that is because if this book had one chapter, it would be Babe Ruth at number three. I mean, who are we kidding? If you were to do a book here, a sports book, for which you were assigning who owns every number 1 through 100, you could not, in my judgment, you could not make a credible case that anyone could be number three except for Babe Ruth. It just cannot be done. Babe Ruth, I think, is on the very short list, along with Muhammad Ali and Tiger Woods and Michael Jordan, as the greatest athletes that our nation has ever produced. His cultural significance was enormous. His significance on the game of baseball, and it becoming something recognizable like what it is now. Like, without Babe Ruth, baseball might well have looked very different for the last 100 years. Babe Ruth retired, and the records that he set, especially in the power department, some of which have not been touched, and most of which were not touched for decades. Babe Ruth essentially rewrote baseball's record book and holds an enormous place in the American sporting landscape. There are two drivers in the book. Richard Petty owns number 43. Spoiler alert. Jimmy Johnson owns the number 48. Spoiler alert. But ultimately, this is about the numbers. And in my judgment, you cannot make a credible case for Dale Earnhardt over the Bambino.
Mitch, thanks a lot for that call. I want to look toward the future. Here in Wisconsin, we got Giannis Antetokounmpo. In the future, he might own number 34. I know, he's still playing. He's got a while to go. To get it, he has to beat out Walter Payton. What do you think about that debate of the future, Hembo?
So this was a challenge for us. One thing our book is fairly light on is current active athletes, and that's because, well, so much of these things are decided through the anthology of history, right? And so I think there is a very credible case to be made that by the time Giannis retires, he will be the number 34 in all of sports. But right now, that is a list that includes Walter Payton and Charles Barkley and Hakeem Olajuwon and David Ortiz. Might Giannis someday occupy that top spot? Absolutely. But the bottom line of it is he chose a number that is absolutely stacked and loaded, and he's still only 28 years old. One thing for which we were not comfortable doing, hence our Patrick Mahomes decision, was projecting. We were not comfortable making assumptions about what a player might become. That sort of defeats the purpose of the exercise. The ownership of a number is something that does take time to develop and then crystallize. And in this case, with Walter Payton running his entire career in Chicago wearing the number 34, as you guys all unfortunately know, it was very difficult for us to make a case for Giannis or frankly anyone else aside from Sweetness.
I want to go to number one now. It was Ozzie Smith, legendary shortstop. You know, there's these rule changes in baseball now. I hear the name Ozzie Smith, the This Week in Baseball theme song from the 80s pops into my head when they had the montage of amazing defensive plays. That one, I love that choice because it's like a game of a different time that maybe with these new rules is going to come back or we're going to see players making plays like that again with the ball and play more.
Baseball is now going to return to a time in which being athletic mattered way more than it did even 1 year ago. Baseball is going to now reward players with a wide variance of skill set. Baseball is no longer going to be a sport for which a game will be decided via home run derby. Now, I don't think baseball is going to be, say, totally unrecognizable. Although I suppose if you drop someone in today and you begun watching with a pitch clock, you might say to yourself, well, this is pretty unrecognizable. But a player like Ozzie Smith last year would not have been so valuable. This year would likely be eminently valuable because the ease with which you can steal bases now and the abolition of the shift has put a premium on middle infield defense. Well, who could do those things better than Ozzie Smith? He is inarguably the greatest infielder of all time. And by the way, he stole 580 bases. In our opinion, Ozzie Smith is a great way to kick off the book. He is on the very short list of the greatest shortstops of all time, obviously. And the Wizard of Oz and players like that didn't really have a place in baseball over the last 15, 20, 25 years. In all candor, my earnest hope, as someone who very much, as you can tell, enjoys the history of baseball, is that those kinds of players enjoy a renaissance with the rule changes.
Well, we can agree on that. And Hembo, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, bud.
That's Paul Hembo Hembakidis, content producer for ESPN, partner of Mike Greenberg on ESPN Radio's Greeny. We talked to him about a new book he's co-authored with Greenberg called Got Your Number, The Greatest Sports Legends and the Numbers They Own.